Chapter 16. The one old man. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Mr. Goodchild, distractedly, and the two old men. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Idle deigned no other reply than the one old woman, I think you mean, apostrophe, as he began hobbling his way back up the staircase, with the assistance of its broad balustrade. I assure you, Tom, apostrophe began Mr. Goodchild, attending at his side, that since you fell asleep apostrophe, come, I like that. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Thomas Idle, I haven't closed an eye. Apostrophe, with a peculiar sensitiveness on the subject of the disgraceful action of going to sleep out of bed, which is the lot of all mankind, Mr. Idle persisted in this declaration. The same peculiar sensitiveness impelled Mr. Goodchild, on being taxed with the same crime, to repudiate it with honorable resentment. The settlement of the question of the one old man and the two old men was thus presently complicated, and soon made quite impracticable. Mr. Idle said it was all bride cake, and fragments, newly arranged, of things seen and thought about in the day. Mr. Goodchild said how could that be, when he hadn't been asleep, and what right could Mr. Idle have to say so, who had been asleep? Mr. Idle said he had never been asleep, and never did go to sleep, and that Mr. Goodchild, as a general rule, was always asleep. They consequently parted for the rest of the night, at their bedroom doors, a little ruffled. Mr. Goodchild's last words were, that he had, in that real and tangible old sitting room of that real and tangible old inn, he supposed Mr. Idle denied its existence. Comma, every sensation and experience, the present record of which is now within a line or two of completion, and that he would write it out, and print it every word. Mr. Idle returned, that he might, if he liked, and he did like, and has now done it. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.